The outgoing president of the College of St. Rose is leaving behind a mixed legacy. In 2014, Dr. Carolyn Stefanko of Decatur, Georgia, was chosen to serve as the 11th president of the College of St. Rose. Stefanko announced Tuesday that she will step down from the private college June 30th. Initially, college officials were confident things would improve at St. Rose under Stefanko's leadership. Stefanko had been vice president for academic affairs and dean of the college at Agnes Scott College and had visions of St. Rose building a global reach, telling WAMC,
"Well, I think that there's a real advantage of bringing in a president from the outside because, you know, someone like me has experience at a lot of different institutions across the United States as well as in other countries. But when you bring someone in from the outside, of course, that person doesn't know the community."
But as she settled in and tried to find her place in the community, the college found itself in deep trouble. There were labor problems with adjunct professors, staff cutbacks, cuts to benefit packages, and a drop-off in admissions, and a $9 million funding shortfall. Some faculty, like political science professor and frequent administration critic Angela Ledford, had little faith in Stefanko's leadership.
A difficult time on campus, and the difficulty has certainly been the result of the financial issues that the college is enduring, which are not unlike other small private institutions across the nation. But our situation was really exacerbated by President Stefanko's leadership in that from day one, there has been almost no transparency about how we were going to deal with this financial deficit.
By December 2017, six members of the College of St. Rose's Board of Trustees tendered their resignations. In a call to arms post on Facebook, then adjunct professor Bradley Russell shared an invitation to a Stefanko must go candlelight vigil, noting, quote, "On her watch, faculty and student morale have plummeted. Dozens of programs have been cut. 23 faculty have been fired. 130 employees have quit, and the board and administration has been censured by the AAUP. Today, Russell, who is no longer teaching at the college, says the faculty endured a rocky relationship with Stefanko.
It started very early on when she decided to engage in what she called program prioritization, which involved really significant cut to the number of faculty, of full-time faculty in particular, as well as a large number of degree programs that were intended to sort of bring the school out of some financial problems, that never achieved that, never changed the financial situation, and the financial situation has stayed pretty bad and has gotten essentially appreciably worse under her tenure.
Russell believes Stefanko's departure is a step in the right direction.
I do have my concerns about some of the board members that are still there that drove her hiring and kept her in place for as long as they did. But it sounds like, you know, while there was a press release saying that she was, you know, leaving and moving on, I do think that the implication there is pretty clear that they've removed her from the position. So hopefully they've had a change of heart about sort of the direction that they've been trying to take the school in. So I don't think it's been working for, you know, their underlying goals or the educational goals.
In January, 28 College of St. Rose graduates pledged to halt donations until the school rescinds its media blockade on students and employees. Not all the headlines were negative. Dr. Stefanko founded the Women's Leadership Institute at St. Rose and received a Helen Gurley Brown Genius Grant in 2018. The college emailed a lengthy press release regarding Stefanko's decision to step down. It says Stefanko plans to continue to speak, write, and consult about women's leadership in higher education. Requests for an interview were declined. A campus spokeswoman said in an email, quote, "President Stefanko feels she has said everything she has to say about her future plans." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.